And now this is a dictation for Jan Walsh, W-A-L-S-H, July 24, 44, address as a letter, Dr. Power, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Power, follow up for Mr. Walsh. Chronic kidney disease, last visit in July, underwent TURP for enlargement of the prostate in September. There has been episodes of urinary tract infection presently on Keflex. He still has frequency urgency dysuria. No abdominal back pain or fever. No nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Has chronic back pain but no anti-inflammatory agents. No gross edema, claudication, no chest pain, palpitation, increase of dyspnea. Neuropathy is stable without discolor of the toes or ulcers. Medication list review. I will highlight hydralazin, valsartan, Bumex, diabetes cholesterol management. Next paragraph, pressing weight up to 23, previously 218. Blood pressure by nurse 175/60. I recheck 146/40 on the right side. A pacemaker on the left. Overweight. Alert oriented 93. No respiratory distress. Comes accompanied with some memory issues. Lungs are clear. No pericardial wrap. Obesity of the abdomen. Because of the neuropathy, he wears sandals. Next paragraph, chemistry is November, creatinine 1.5, is still within baseline. Minor low sodium, normal potassium, metabolic acidosis down to 19. Elevated calcium 10.6, normal albumin, phosphorus in the low side. Previously anemia, although this was not rechecked. Abnormal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD, stage 3. Stable over time, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Next number, enlargement of the prostate. Status post-TURP. Recurrent urinary tract infection. Recently, Serratia, S-E-R-R-A-T-I-A, has been isolated and given Keflex. Given Cipro. I do not know this susceptibility. Next number, hypercalcemia. We need to update PTH. Given the presence of anemia, also update iron studies as well as monoclonal protein. Further advice to follow. Continue pressing regimen. Continue monitoring chemistries associated to kidney disease. End of dictation.